That sold out Doc Another Soul made happy. Howdy, friend. How are y'all? Hope you're feeling fine. Well, you guessed it again. It's your old woods rider himself, Jelly Elliot and the Knotheads, sitting here under the big old pine tree. And we've been hoping that you'd come this way again. And now that you're here, just sit a spell and relax. Pull up a chair there and make yourself comfortable while me and the boys whip up a few of these old hillbilly tunes and dish out a little chatter about things in general out in the woods and forest. And we're going to get things started off here with the first tune that features Bob on his fiddle. It's an old-timer. I know all you old-timers out there really enjoy this, so you listen close. Here's Bob to do this old-timer, The Wednesday Night Waltz. Thank you, boys, and thank you, Bob, a whole lot. Y'all kind of cut that one short there, didn't you? That's the Wednesday Night Waltz, and we do hope that all of you old-timers enjoyed it a whole lot. Friends, we're going to dedicate this whole program to the women. All you women out there, sweet things, we're going to dedicate this whole program to you. Because you know why, friends? One reason why is the women, they play a bigger part in this forest fire prevention business than most folks realize. Did you ever stop to think of that? The women really play a big part in it. In fact, of course, they always speak of the man around the house wearing the pants. Well, he does wear the pants. But I'll tell you one thing. Mama has a lot to do with what's going on. She sure does. They realize that they've got a definite responsibility to prevent these forest fires. Now, a woman knows the value of things. Did you ever stop to think of that? I know you have. You men out there, you won't acknowledge it. You won't admit it. Or anything like that. I won't either. I'm a married man. I got a wife and two children. But I'd say 3/3 of the time, she's right. And these women, they realize the value of things. A forest is more than just a thing of beauty to them. It's lumber and it's furniture and it's pencils and paper for the kids to go to school, and it's kitchen shelves and it's kitchen tables. And well, it's a lot of things that they realize that you don't. Maybe you don't. You men, I'm talking about. You don't realize it, and they do. And they know that trees, like their own children, must be protected and be allowed to grow up strong and healthy and amount to something. Now, they look to the future more than the men do. Through their clubs and by themselves, they're doing a wonderful job. They're behind tree planting. And they're behind these forester boys in preventing fires. They're behind them 100%. I'll tell you a story about a feller. I wanted to tell you a story about a feller that was careless with a fire, and he let it get out into some newly planted trees, and it burned it off, and the police got him and got him up there in the court and all, and they didn't know how to find him or just exactly what to do, and his wife stepped up and said, "I'll tell you what to do, Judge. Said, you just find him to replant these trees. Replant them." Well, it was kind of funny that she stepped in and said that. So the old judge, he kind of snickered under his breath, and he said, "Well, that's the fine." So what did she do? She got out there and helped him replant all these trees. Ain't that nice? That is really fine. Here's the next tune, and I believe Charlie's going to sing this little tune. We'll dedicate this from the wives to the husbands. That's How Much I Love You.
Thank you. If I had a nickel, I know what I would do. I'd spend it all for candy and give it all to you. I'd spend it all for candy and give it all to you. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Now if you were a kitten with pretty glossy fur, I'd pick you up and stroke you and listen to you purr. I'd pick you up and stroke you and listen to you purr. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Now if you were a tiger, I'd hang around your den. I'd pester you, my honey, until you let me in. I'd pester you, my honey, until you let me in. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. Now if you were a horsefly and I an old gray mare, I'd stand and let you bite me and never move a hair. I'd stand and let you bite me and never move a hair. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. We'll go and find the parson and let him tie the knot. We'll go and find the parson and let him tie the knot. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you a lot. We'll dedicate that to all the wives to the husbands. You know, friends, I know of a case happening about a lady that lived out in the edge of the woods. The reason I say the edge of the woods, their place joined the woods. And you know how a woman is about getting out in the yard and raking up all the leaves and the trash and stuff and pile it up and burn it. Well, that's what she was going to do. She was cleaning yards. You know, that's nothing to the ladies to clean yards because ever so often they get out and clean yards. Well, this particular lady was cleaning yards. She cleaned up all the trash, the leaves and the rubbish and all that sort of stuff, and she took a lot of pains to burn it in the right place. And she was sure that she wasn't going to leave the fire unprotected or anything like that, so she stayed with it. She sat right there with it with the rake in her hand, one of these old-timey rakes, you know, what you rake the yards with. Well, she was staying there watching her fire burn. She had it going pretty good, and they had quite a young baby in the house, and it was asleep. About that time, she heard the baby start crying. So she called to her husband. Well, he was sitting around inside the house in the shade, lazy rascal, reading the paper. And he's sitting around there reading. And she called to him and told him to come and watch the fire. The baby was crying. She wanted to go inside the house. He said, "All right, honey." He hollered back, "All right, honey." Well, she figured he'd come on around there and watch the fire. So she went in to see what was happening to the baby. And so she looked after him, and she come back out expecting to see her husband around there with the rake. But lo and behold, he wasn't there. He was still around there buried up in that newspaper. He'd found something that was awful interesting to him. And what did she find? She found the fire. The sparks had blown out over the fence there into the grass and weeds and had set the woods on fire. And it was going. Well, I mean, business picked up then. And I mean, business really picked up then. So she hollered to him to come here quick. And he threw that newspaper down, and he come running quick. So they called into the forestry boys, and they come out on the job and went to work right away. And it just so happened that they didn't lose but very little acreage. But that just shows you how little things like that can happen so sudden-like. Now, she was only gone for just a minute or two there, and the fire got out in the woods, and she was very careful to be sure that they didn't get in the woods, but still they did get in the woods. You just can't help it. And believe me, friends, that husband really got a tongue lashing. Now, she really bawled him out. And as far as I know, he's still in the doghouse. Here's the next tune. And I believe this features Herman on his little steel guitar. He's going to play especially for the wives, My Little Girl. Thank you, Herman. Thank you, boys. Ladies, don't forget this program was dedicated to you. God bless you. Friends, we've run out of time. We got to go. And before we go, here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. The woman, bless them, sure help out. You can call on them any day. To work against man-caused forest fires, they'll do it the woman's way. Hey! Well, friends, that brings to a close our little visit with you here under the old pine tree. We certainly hope that you've enjoyed it. We have. And maybe that you'll remember some of the things we've told you. Don't forget, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. We'll be back with you soon. Listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know when. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.